Okay, welcome again to Seven Laws Blog UK. I'm David, nice to meet you, and today's post will be called Is It Foolish to Stand Against Racial Abuse or Hatred? Is it foolish to stand against racial abuse or hatred? Yes, you heard that right. My brother asked me an insightful question. Does it make sense to stand against racial hatred? It followed an incident where a UK footballer had received racist or race-hating comments from fans of an opposing team. The footballer wasn't white, which meant his so-called plight was going to receive media attention and could result in some investigation to pinpoint those fans who made the insults and punish them somehow. Even now, I'm in discussion with a stranger who takes issue with a YouTubing atheist called Stefan Molyneux, claiming he's a racist and a white nationalist. Or racist white nationalist. It seems that racism is a widespread concern of today. But my brother's question did cause me to ponder on the subject. Why? Well, let me try to explain. There are plenty of insulting words in various languages, mine being English. But there seems to be a weird arbitrary standard when it comes to race. There seems to be less upset and reaction if a person calls another insulting names like stupid, imbecile, degenerate, etc. Attempting to insult a person like that can be legally overlooked or be generally overlooked. There may be some negative reaction, but not as much as when race is included in the insult. All of a sudden, then, especially when directed at non-whites, it's taken a lot more seriously. People can get kicked out of places, expelled from schools, lose jobs, get removed from office, all because race was included in the language or insult. But what makes race so special? I mean, this can be taken to two extremes either way. One where a person simply has feelings about his own race, or feelings that his own race is superior to that of another race, and that another race is inferior. And the other, where it turns into action, where violence ensues. Now, to the violent extreme. If Jack were to strike Jim out of hatred, or because they'd gotten into some disagreement, does it make it worse if the same thing happens because it was now due to racial hatred? Or to the inner extreme. If Jack treats everybody to a certain level of respect, but has feelings or expresses his views that his race is better or other races are worse, is he now a bad person? Does the inclusion of people group sentiment deeply poison language, feeling and violence to make it qualitatively distinct from all else? Focusing again on offence or being offended, isn't this a subjective choice, to be offended? So someone chooses to call me a scum-worthy, idiotic scrap of nothing that should have been mistaken as afterbirth and discarded as garbage. Now, does the existence of those words mean I must be offended? Or is it my choice to respond internally and externally? I mean, why exactly should I care? Isn't it my choice to either take that sentiment into my inner man in order to then react negatively, or to simply let the release of air and sound vibrations go past me and ignore the person who's separate from me that made that insult? And if I choose to be offended, then isn't it my fault? Isn't the fault in me? Now, if a person chooses to call me a black scumworthy idiotic scrap of blah 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 blah, does the extra racial sentiment change the offence so that I must now be offended? Do I lose my ability to choose? No, I don't. See, the issue is this. Is race a substantial distinguisher between the quality of feelings, words and actions in terms of morality and legality? And for those that argue that it is, what makes it so? In light of my approach to Core 7 laws, knowing those laws govern certain actions and speech that don't include racial slurs or feelings, who am I to dictate how a person should feel on the issue of racial superiority? I mean, the laws, the 7 laws, do govern a certain realm of speech that is cursing God's name. I mean, the Core 7 laws, the laws that carry the death penalty, they don't contain speech laws relating to interpersonal insults. And just to prove that, let me do my favourite thing, which is just to list the seven laws. So, firstly is the prohibition against act of injustice, or to set up just courts. The prohibition against vocalising curses against God using an appellation of his. The prohibition against actively worshipping idols. The prohibition against having sex with forbidden partners. The prohibition against theft. The prohibition against murder. And the prohibition against eating meat taken from an animal while it was alive. You see, in that list, there is no prohibition against interhuman insults amongst those core laws. But what about the morality that is not part of the core laws, yet is still expected of us as humans, earth stewards made in God's image, or to reflect certain attributes of his? Lying is wrong, though not part of the 7 laws. Someone using his volition to denigrate another with his words is wrong, but it's not part of core law, as are gossiping and backbiting. Yet, still, in each case, including race in these immoral acts, doesn't make them special or give them a special category. With all this internal dialogue, or actually I'm writing it down so it's not really internal, is it? Anyway, with all this dialogue within me, or me to myself, I'm doing it again, aren't I? Yes, I am. Anyway, with all of this, I should go back to the original question. Does it make sense to stand, or to make a stand against racial hatred? I mean, to answer it in my own way, it currently makes no sense to me to stand against it as if it is distinct from other prejudices, insults or violence, as if it has its own category. If someone is going to unjustly insult someone's intelligence and someone else is going to insult someone's race, I see no reason to stand against one more than the other. If someone is going to make a derogatory statement about a person's facial appearance and another does the same but against a person's race, and the racist gets evicted from a job, but the facist stays in the job, I see no fairness. See, this is another reason why I think freedom of speech principles amongst people who are so highly triggered by racial comments as to support tyrants legislating against them, those principles are a load of utter tripe and are worthless, are capricious and arbitrary. All right, that's it. Thank you very much. No, actually, no. Let me just make it clear. So let me summarise. I didn't put this in the text of the article, but I'm going to say it now. So where do I stand? What am I saying? So just like that last bit said, it is not good or nice to insult somebody unjustly. That's just a general thing. It's not nice. But to me, there's nothing that makes adding race into the insult into some special thing where I've got to act more like it's a more wrong thing, like it's more evil. So if it's wrong to insult a person unjustly, then it's just wrong to do it. If I add race to that, it doesn't make it anything special. If I insult, the rule is, now, if people are going to make laws that say you are not allowed to insult a person's race, but then you can insult, but then those laws leave out insulting people for other reasons, like how high they are, the way they talk, then that seems unjustified to me. That the difference, the distinguishing thing is arbitrary. Either it's wrong to insult somebody, or it's not. And when these tyrants, these lawmakers, they're just threat makers. So if these threat makers say it's wrong for you to do X, but it's just an arbitrary value that they're using, then to me it's worthless. Yeah, that's it, basically. Anyway, I appreciate your time. Hope you have a great day. And thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much.